Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, here to answer your colour and style questions. Please do keep the questions coming. I love to answer them. It's really fascinating to me to know what you want to know. So Bridget has asked, do different women need more simple outfits and patterns and others need more complex outfits and patterns? This comes down to a couple of different factors. So we have the physicality element of this. So if we think about our physicality, if we have more textured skin or more patterned skin, so freckles are a pattern, for example, we may want to wear more patterned garments or more textured garments because they work with our skin. If we've got textured hair, so if I've got short, croppy, spiky hair, I might want to think about textures that are a little bit spiky or patterns that have more sharp angular features. If I have got smooth, straight hair and smooth skin, I am lower in texture and lower in, and maybe, and it's like fairly smooth and there's not really any freckling. If everything about me is smooth and flat, I will look better in more solid garments and more smooth fabrics. So there is a physicality element here that we are looking at. We're looking at what is our skin and what is our hair and do we have texture? If you've got multi-tonal hair, so especially as we're going gray, and we might have light bits and dark bits, or we've just got highlights, which give us lighter bits and darker bits. This also creates more patterning and more interests, more different colors. So it demands something that's not so solid, that's not so plain, and in fact has more texture or more detail, more pattern. Versus if we've got a solid hair color. So whenever you look at the advertising for hair shampoos and things like that, you'll always see that they use a model who has very straight, usually black hair, because darker hair reflects more light. It looks shinier than lighter hair does. So they'll use this very dark, shiny, smooth hair. And so that looks better with something that is solid and plain and low in texture. If they had someone who had curly hair, this would look better with more textural, more curly, more curvy patterns. With some sort of detail to it, because that curly hair has that natural texture to it. And the same thing goes with skin. So the more textured your skin is, or the more patterned your skin is, you will look better with textures and patterns. This is why Jill Chibbers, my gorgeous colleague who does videos with me, looks so great in leopard print, because she has freckles that the leopard print mimics her freckles and actually makes her freckles less obvious, but it creates beautiful harmony with her patterned skin. So go think about pattern with pattern, smooth to smooth, solid color with solid color, different colors or marl, things like that go with a multi-tonal sort of hair. So the more colors you have in your hair, I'll see often women as they are going gray, have lots of different lighter and darker parts of their hair. And so they look great in those sort of patterns that have lighter and darker elements. They all go together. So that's some of the physicality when we are choosing, should I go more plain and simple? Should I go more solid, or more textural or more patterned. The other element, of course, to this question is personality. Because in the end, personality demands different things. We have a big, bold personality. We have a quiet personality. We have a fun, vibrant personality. We have a more questioning or skeptical personality. There's all sorts of different people. That's just a few examples. And each of those is going to be probably more attracted to different sorts of patterns and textures. So someone who's more classic, more conservative, is more likely to go for less pattern, less texture, so smoother fabrics, but then also kind of more straight up and down patterns. So they're more likely to go for, say, a pinstripe rather than a floral. Someone who's more dramatic may go for things like an animal print or a big bold stripe or a bold floral. Someone who is more feminine is more likely to look for small, delicate, fine details and curvy patterns. So often florals, paisleys, butterflies, polka dots, all those sorts of things come into the more feminine sort of category, more curvy, soft kind of patterns. And then we have, we might have our more abstract prints, which might suit our more creative personality, where it's not so obvious what the print is. Then we might go for our more geometric, our ordered prints, which tend to be more attached to the elegant, chic sort of personality dressing style. And then, of course, we've got our checks and our horizontal stripes, which are more relaxed and casual. When you think about a checked piece of clothing, we think about the flannel shirt with the checks on it. It's a very relaxed piece of clothing. And so it goes with a more relaxed and casual personality, more natural personality style. So all these different patterns relate to the personality. So when you're wearing a pattern that is also in harmony with your personality, that will also work really well. So of course, there are many different ways we can approach this question. And it's a fascinating question to ponder, whether we're looking at those physical details, those personality details, or both of them together. And I think when we achieve the most attractive, the most harmony is when we've got those two things in balance. It's not just one or the other. It's that both of those elements of, your style are in balance. So if you're thinking about, should I be going for more pattern, less pattern, more color, less color, all those things. I mean, color and value contrast also come into this. The higher your value contrast, the more you want light and dark together. So you might look for that in a pattern, or you could just do it with garments. For someone who is a lower contrast, of course, it's going to be less pattern, less detail, most likely. But maybe they have a higher color contrast. They need different colors together. I mean, this is where, honestly, I could talk about this all day. There's lots of things to consider when you are thinking about, should I go with more or less complicated kind of details, more, how I'm putting things together. I'm always looking at the person, who they are, how they want to express themselves, and what their physicality is telling me. And it's when you are looking at all those elements that we find the right things that go together for that person. So there you go. Hopefully that's helped answer that question just a little bit, because it's a big question. Okay, next question. Cynthia says, how does someone with an overall medium to dark ideal value assemble a warm weather wardrobe that doesn't wash her out? Well, we just wear our summer clothes in medium to darker colours. We don't have to wear really light colours in summer. I spent many years of my life as a very dark brunette. And when I looked, it's very interesting, when I went blonde and I looked at my wardrobe and I suddenly realized that even all my colors were the darker versions of the colors. They were never light. I had the odd light garment, but really the majority of my wardrobe was dark. And that's what somebody with ideal value is darker. There's plenty of summer clothes in overall darker, medium to dark colors. It doesn't have to be all light and pastel. Just avoid those colors. The light pastel colors, not for you. There's very easy to get t-shirts in all colors of the rainbow. And if you don't like the colors there, you can always dye a t-shirt into something that is in a color that suits you. So, I mean, that really to me is really quite simple. Just avoid the colors that don't relate to you. Go for the colors that relate to your ideal value. Ideal value, of course, relates to your hair color, how light or dark it is. You want more of your outfit to be in a similar value to your hair color on the whole. So I have light hair, I'm overall, I try to dress more light than dark. When I had dark hair, I dressed more overall dark than light. That's really what it's all about. So when we're thinking about that, it's really just remembering to bring in those elements that relate to your natural coloring. And if you go too far away, you can start to look washed out. So just because, there's this whole, you can't, wearing white, you do it between certain times of the year. Really, it's irrelevant. Some people should never wear white. White is not their color. So if that's you, if you've got darker coloring for your summer wardrobe, think about overall darker colors. They can be the medium darker parts of your palette. They don't have to be super dark, but there's nothing wrong with going, some navy in summer and lots of kind of, some darker browns, all sorts of things like that. They work really well. You're just bringing those elements into your it's the styles that change. And the fabrics are lighter weight. It doesn't have to be all light colours. Okay, last question for today. Okay, Tina has asked, what are some guidelines for wearing dresses over pants? Now, this is a very personal thing. I think it's a more creative way of getting dressed. So you probably have a more creative personality, dressing style, if this is something that you want to do. Well, some of the things I think about is A, that the dress shape has to suit you. It has to relate to your body shape. So some body shapes will find this easier than other body shapes. Generally, I think it's a little bit easier for some of the straighter shapes to get away with this than the very curvy shapes. But if you want to do it, I think because the dress is usually going to have more volume, to wear a dress over a pair of pants, they need to be a very slim pant. It's more of a jegging and a legging rather than a big pair of, chunky jeans or something like that. And if they are a jean, because the problem with things like jeans when you're wearing dresses over them, it needs to be loosed around the waist, because jeans have, you know, belt loops and pockets and a fly, and all these elements of jean design, and particularly in a denim fabric, actually add bulk around your waist. And then if you're trying to wear a dress that should be smooth around your waist over the top, it tends to look kind of unattractive. You suddenly see all these bits and pieces underneath that are showing through from the design of the jeans. So when I'm thinking about like a dress over pants, the times I do it is when it's a straight dress and I'm a straight shape. So it skims past all that kind of bulky waist detailing and, you know, the buttoning up and the fly and all that sort of stuff and the belt loops that you'll get on a pair of jeans. This is why, you know, having a jegging or a slim pant that just doesn't have any pockets, that doesn't have, you know, bulk at the waistband, that, you know, has maybe just a side fly or a back fly, or, you know, is a pull on. So something that's got an elastic, that could work much better. So we're thinking about less bulk in the design of the trousers. Then if you want to wear, say, a wide leg pant under a dress, you might want to think about a slimmer dress. So it's a more fitted dress, and maybe it's a thigh high. It's more mini dress. I often find the dress over pant look works better when, say, the dress is a bit short, that you go, I feel a bit uncomfortable to wear this without either thick opaque tights or something where you go, it's a little bit too short for me. But this is where a pair of pants can, you know, then make the top, instead of being a dress, almost like a tunic. So it's almost turning that dress into a tunic rather than being the dress you might wear out just by itself. So it's really thinking about, what is the volume? Remember our principle of volume, that we want to wear only one voluminous garment at the same time as a whole. Now, if you're very creative, you'll be able to do it other ways. But for most of us, one voluminous garment at the same time is enough. So you think about, if the dress is the voluminous garment, then the pant needs to be slim. And this is what, when you look at, say, many cultures, like so many of the Arabic cultures, basically wear a dress over a slim pair of pants. So their traditional clothing is a dress over pants. The pants are always slim. And then the dress is fairly fitted and it doesn't have a lot of waist shaping. But if you are wearing something that everything's voluminous and too big, you really probably will need to bring it in with a belt or something like that to stop everything from just looking big and large. So if you've got a wide leg of pant that you want to wear under a dress, it's going to be a bit trickier, which is why you want to almost like a fitted mini dress or something that comes in and then stops, doesn't go down to your knees. And think about your proportions and what suits you, what dress lengths suit you to start with. Can we have a longer garment and then make the pants the shorter garment? Like, so we're thinking about those proportions as well and what suits you. If a garment shape doesn't work for you without the pair of pants, it's really not going to work for you putting a pair of pants on. So it's thinking about like what suits me naturally, and then how can I put it together? So when we're layering like that, we've got to be careful of getting too bulky. So thinking about the different fabrics, that not all things will work for this, and where the bulk is sitting and what suits my body shape. So hopefully those are some little tips to think about if you're wanting to wear dress over pants. Thinking about the kind of proportional, the volume of both those pieces, which is slim, which is more voluminous, and how that, and what the shape is and how that works for your body shape to start with. So please do come by the blog, insideoutstyleblog.com. Got loads and loads of fantastic resources for you there to help you find your style, your colours, your shape. I've got a great body shape calculator. If you're not sure what your shape is, you can go there and do my quick little quiz to find out your body shape and get your body shape Bible that tells you how to flatter your shape. But of course, there's so much more to us than just body shape. It's just one piece of the style puzzle. There's your colors, your personality, your body shape, your body proportions, your body variations, your scale, your features, all those things come into it, which is why I developed my 7 Steps of Style program as well. That helps you discover what really fits and flatters you, your personality. It's got a color analysis. I can find your signature colors for you. All those sorts of things are in my 7 Steps of Style program as well. It really saves you a load of money for the rest of your life because you stop buying things that just don't suit you. I mean, most people have bought so many clothes that have been a waste of money because they just don't work and they don't feel good, they don't feel right. And sometimes we don't know why. And this is what you learn in 7 Steps to Style. And you also get to join my amazing VIP Facebook group. And these women have got so much knowledge. They're amazing. They give great advice as well. And it's in a really safe place for you to come and experiment and try things out and find out what is and isn't working and why. Please also do leave me your questions. I'm always looking for more questions to answer on these sessions. So please do let me know what your style questions are. And I will talk to you again very soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.